We celebrate today the second day of the octave of Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. And beneath the veils, the appearances rather, of bread and wine, there is a glorious life being lived. Right here, right there above the tabernacle, it is the life of the living God. You see the appearances of bread and wine, but God lives here. His whole life is being lived in the Holy Eucharist. You don't see a miracle, really, nothing that really appeals to the eyes, to the senses. You don't see any of that. You don't see Him walking the streets of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as you would have had you lived in the time that He lived back in Galilee. You don't see Him working outwardly His miracles and raising bodies from the dead and feeding the thousands with just a few loaves of bread and just a couple of fishes. You don't see any of that today. But there's a whole interior life going on right here in the Blessed Sacrament. He is at this very moment praying at the throne of His Heavenly Father for you. He's interceding because He is the great mediator and He is the one that was constituted to be the one, the mediator between heaven and earth, because He is, as God, He has His divinity, yet it is joined with the humanity that was given to Him by the Blessed Virgin Mary. He's praying for you, for all of your loved ones. He is offering up acts of reparation for you. And let's not forget the act of humility that He is daily offering in reparation for all the prideful souls who are among us. The humility which is so great that He no longer appears as a little helpless infant. He appears as a wafer of bread now. But there's this whole interior life going on in the Holy Eucharist. I think that part of the reason that He has done this is to teach us it's not all about glamour and glitz. No matter how many times we're told in the spiritual life, we always think that sainthood is filled with all of these great actions. And it's not. Not at all. We think of St. Francis Xavier, who traveled to different continents and baptized thousands. We think of the great miracle workers, like St. Gregory, the wonder worker, who shares a feast day with St. Hugh of Lincoln. We think of all of these saints, St. Peter, St. Paul, and all of their shipwrecks and the miracles that they work. Holiness is not that. All of those actions, surely, they are an effect of a good interior life. You know, when St. Aloysius died, his soul went to heaven. And St. Mary Magdalene of Pazzi, she was a great visionary. She was in ecstasy and saw all the great glory of St. Aloysius that he had in heaven. It was won by penitence, by innocence rather. He was such an innocent soul. But it was revealed to St. Mary Magdalene of Pazzi in that one ecstasy that all of his glory came because of his interior action. He, like St. Therese, never did anything great, never did anything that stood out. But what won him such great glory was what went on in the soul. The great love with which he burned. In that same vision, St. Mary Magdalene of Pazzi said that St. Aloysius was a martyr to himself. He never shed a drop of his blood for the faith. But he was a martyr because of his love. His only desire was to love more, and he knew every day that he could never reach that goal of loving God perfectly. If he grew in the love of God and he saw it, well then, the next day he wanted to grow more in the love of God. And so he burned all the time to fall in love with Almighty God and saw that he always fell short. There's always more to go. And that was the martyrdom of all of the saints of Almighty God. And that is what, that is another reason why our Lord has given us the saint of our day, Saint Therese. Remember what her sisters said of her when she died. Mother, what are we going to say of her? She never did anything. But yet she lived the interior life, and whatever she did, if she slept, if she ate, if she played, if she suffered, there was a wonderful life being lived in her soul when she offered all for God. Think of that. Because your lives are never going to be filled, at least we don't think, with great and heroic deeds. But the next time you find yourself sitting in traffic or in a long line at Walmart where all these aisles are there but only one is open, remember, as you're suffering to remain patient, you too can gain heaven by an interior act of patience or of love. My God, I offer this that I might grow in love of you. And that's how we will reach sanctity. People won't notice it, perhaps, but God will see all that goes on in our interior, just as God and heaven sees all that we don't see here in the Holy Eucharist, that glorious life lived by God behind the veils of the Holy Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.